to have a 4:30 start to racing, but this was not agreed, and if the racing had run, they would have been without catering and towed facilities. Greyhound racing at Galway Racing Stadium, College Road, came to a premature end last night when a mechanical failure after the fifth race. The remaining three races will be run off on Friday night's card. Michael Connolly, of famed Castlegar fame, won the BNI Athlete of the Month Award in Dublin. Accompanied by his brother John, who is now team trainer and selector, they were presented with the BNI Award by Mr. Ronnie Delaney, of Olympic fame and assistant general manager of BNI. In Belfast last night, Barry McGuigan won the vacant featherweight British title when he defeated Vernon Pentreys of Devonport in the second round at Ulster Hall. Amid emotional scenes, the 22-year-old McGuigan outclassed and appointed a brave opponent from the first bell. McGuigan's sledgehammer punching was too much for Pentreys, and referee Harry Gibbs had to step in to end an unequal contest after he had taken heavy punishment in the short period the fight lasted. And the weather. Rain or drizzle extending eastwards, followed by brighter weathers with isolated showers. Fresh winds becoming moderate and cool. That is the end of the news.
Thank you, Dermot, for the WCCR radio news. 9.5 minutes now after 6. Welcome back once again. You're in tune to Drive Time. Paul Jones with you through until 7:30. Monday through to Friday. It's great to have you along. Let's hope you will stay and keep me company for another hour and 20 minutes. You see, it's rather lonely on your own. And I'm looking for the Hotel California. Music from the Eagles.
Candle and she champagne on ice, and she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. In the master's chambers, they've gathered for the feast. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast.
Title track from the album Hotel California, when I'm asked to sit in and be good and stay quiet and not go out for the entire night long. That's exactly what I like to listen to. The album Hotel California, the group The Eagles, and again the title track at almost 15 and a half minutes after 6. Joining me once again now on Drive Time, I say hi, good evening, and a warm welcome to Bob Houston.
Evening, Paul. How are you?
William, you're back with us once again, and it seems...
making a constant appearance in your show every night here now.
And the TAM ratings go up again.
Ta-da!
The reason you're with us again is that, for some peculiar reason, I think unknown reason, over the past number of weeks, a lot of our listeners have a great and extreme interest in your programme, and in particular, in conjunction with people that are in Galway and that are authors. And I know tomorrow afternoon on the programme, we have, yet again, another author, and yet again, another female author.
Authoress.
Authoress, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm, as we were talking about last night, you know, serialising Hannah Greedy's book at the moment, all about her rather sad and tragic life in a mental hospital for a lot of her career. There is another authoress here in Galway who comes, in fact, from the parish of Castlegar, and she's written a book that was not published in this country, but published in America, and it's entitled The Sex Trade. It was reviewed recently by one of the Sunday papers here, and she says herself it got quite a slating one way or another, but she's coming up to join me tomorrow at about 4:30 to talk about it. The book is really all about... Sorry, I must give you her name. It's Maura Nerean, and she has written all about the difference in the roles of both sexes and the way she sees that they should be played. In other words, I think she sees that the man should be the breadwinner, the person who goes out at the beginning of the day, does the hard work, and comes back with the money in his pocket for the food and for the family, and that the woman has two roles, one to childbear and two to do the housework and to support the family and bring them up. And she argues a very strong case for this rather old-fashioned type of view on the roles of both sexes, and that's what the sex trade is all about. So she's going to join me tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 or thereabouts, and we're going to talk about her book. It should be highly interesting, and in this day and age when there's a lot of controversy on about the roles that women are playing nowadays, I think it should make for quite a controversial little conversation one way or another.
When in fact has this book been written?
It was written a number of years ago, I'm led to believe. I'm not really very much up on the publication of this book. I've only met Maura Nerean for a short time. She's bringing one of her books up with her because I have not as yet read it, and depending on the content and how discussion goes tomorrow, we might actually serialise part of that later on during the afternoon show, but that's all sort of in the vague future.
I've actually met this woman, so I think you're going to have an entertaining Thursday afternoon.
I'd say she must be one of the most entertaining people I've met for a long time, and somebody who will definitely and very candidly put her views forward over the radio.
The time again to join you. I know you're live from 2 until 5:30, but if they want to join us particularly for this topic, what time do you expect her out?
Well, she will be with me as from about 4:30. It'll be a real sort of literal hour, because from 4 till 5:30 I've got part 4 of Hannah Greedy's Bird's Nest Soup tomorrow, and then our album track of the week. And then a little bit later on, probably around 4:45 mark, we'll have Marie Narean here talking about her book, The Sex Trade. So it'll be almost an hour on literature and books, and thankfully two people coming from this part of the country who have succeeded in having books published.
Thank you, Bob, for that piece of information. Looking forward to that particular programme tomorrow afternoon. I see, in fact, looking at the paper, that Father Brian D'Arcy, who writes for the Sun of the World, is recently back from London. He met a famous person over there. And actually, Bob, he says, I've been to meet most of the big stars in my life, and I can tell you that I've met the Pope a lot easier than I met Dolly Parton. So says Father Brian D'Arcy.
Ah, total eclipse of the heart herself. That's Dolly Parton. Hard to get near that woman. The diminutive Dolly.
She's the only person I know that can actually walk down on one side of the street and bump into someone else on the other side of the street.
That's right. She never knows what her shoes look like.
Career with a future, with meaning, a job where you know from the start you'll be helping others as well as yourself. Then how about working for the man upstairs? The Augustinian priests and brothers lead active, challenging, fulfilling lives as the friends of God and man, working both at home and abroad. If you think you've got what it takes, ring Dick Ling at 091-62524 and he will tell you more. The Augustinians, friends of God, friends of man.
Welcome back once again. It's almost 21 and a half minutes now after 6 o'clock, Wednesday evening, midweek on WCCR. Let's hope it's treating you quite well. If it's not, don't worry too much about it. Tomorrow is Thursday, the weekend almost with us again. If you live for the weekend, then you must be like me, you see. Not a very good complaint, I'm afraid to say. However, let's brighten up our day with Michael Jackson from the Thriller album. His new single, This Is Beat It.